Good morning. It's December 13th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This commentary focuses on Onctural Therapeutics and its recent challenges as reported by MarketBeat. Onctural Therapeutics, a biopharmaceutical company based in San Diego, is currently facing potential delisting and may not be actively trading. The company specializes in developing therapies for cancers that have significant unmet medical needs, with several candidates in its clinical pipeline. Among its notable projects is zilovertamab, a humanized monoclonal antibody targeting a specific cancer receptor, and ONCT-216, a small molecule therapy that is in early stage trials. The company is also advancing ONCT-808, a chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapy, and ONCT-534, which targets androgen receptor-driven cancers. In terms of financial performance, Onctural recently reported quarterly earnings, revealing a loss per share that was slightly better than analyst expectations, alongside revenue that significantly exceeded forecasts. However, the company is struggling with a very high negative return on equity and an extreme net margin loss, indicating ongoing financial difficulties. Additionally, shares of Onctural Therapeutics will undergo a 1-for-20 reverse stock split, which is a move often taken by companies to regain compliance with listing requirements. This means that shareholders will see the number of shares they own decrease substantially, which can affect trading dynamics. Investors interested in Onctural are also keeping an eye on other companies in their portfolios, such as NIO, Walt Disney, and Tesla, among others. The situation at Onctural Therapeutics serves as a reminder of the volatile nature of the biotech sector and the challenges that come with developing innovative medical therapies.
This report discusses the recent changes in institutional holdings and analyst ratings for PTC Inc. As highlighted by MarketBeat, GCM Grosvenor Holdings has reduced its stake in PTC by 8.6% during the second quarter, now holding approximately 73,000 shares. This adjustment comes after the fund sold nearly 7,000 shares, and PTC now represents about 1.8% of GCM Grosvenor's overall portfolio. Interestingly, other institutional investors are making contrasting moves. For instance, BI Asset Management Fonds Maegler-Selskab increased its holdings by over 30%, indicating a bullish outlook for the technology company. Meanwhile, Bank Transatlantique and Brevan Howard Capital Management have also made new investments in PTC, with significant amounts. Additionally, Adage Capital Partners boosted its stake by over 65%, reflecting growing confidence in the company's future performance. In terms of analyst ratings, PTC stock has seen a mix of opinions recently. Robert W. Baird has set a price target of $255, while Piper Sandler has lowered its target to $175, suggesting a more cautious stance. Overall, analysts have rated PTC with a moderate buy, with an average target price around $205.92. Turning to the stock's performance, PTC shares opened at $176, with a market capitalization of approximately $21 billion. The company's earnings report indicated a strong quarterly performance, posting earnings per share of $2.10, along with a net margin of over 27%. In insider trading news, significant sales have been reported by executives, with one vice president selling over 50,000 shares, marking a substantial decrease in their ownership. This insider activity, alongside the fluctuations in institutional holdings and analyst ratings, provides investors with a comprehensive view of the current sentiment surrounding PTC Inc.
This commentary focuses on National Grid PLC and its recent market performance, alongside regulatory developments in the UK energy sector. As reported earlier by TS2.Tech, National Grid shares closed last Friday at 1,118.5 pence, marking a slight increase for the day. However, the stock has seen a decline of approximately 1.4% over the week as market participants reacted to a series of regulatory announcements. The company remains in a solid position within the FTSE 100, maintaining a dividend yield of around 4.18%, appealing to investors looking for income alongside infrastructure growth. Regulatory visibility is becoming increasingly crucial, particularly with the UK's energy regulator, Ofgem, and the National Energy System Operator, making strides in policy changes aimed at expediting grid connections and major transmission projects. Recent announcements from Ofgem included an investment approval of £28 billion for energy network upgrades, which is expected to raise customer bills but deliver long-term savings. This investment is significant because it underscores the regulator's commitment to large-scale spending, which is essential for National Grid's growth strategy. Additionally, National Grid is assessing the regulatory framework established for the upcoming price control period from April 2026 to March 2031. The company has welcomed the recognition of the need for substantial investment, but has also expressed concerns about the incentive structures and cost recovery mechanisms within the new framework. Looking ahead, the next key developments for National Grid will likely hinge on macroeconomic factors and additional regulatory updates. The Bank of England's upcoming monetary policy decision could influence market sentiment, particularly for utility stocks, as changes in interest rates can affect discount rates and investor perceptions. In summary, National Grid is navigating a dynamic landscape of regulatory changes and investment opportunities. With a focus on maintaining reliable energy supply while balancing the interests of both consumers and investors, the coming weeks will be critical as these policy reforms transition from concept to implementation, potentially shaping the company's outlook and stock performance.
This report discusses the annual financial performance and operational updates of Quanex Building Products Corporation. A recent update from TradingView indicates that the company has released its Form 10-K report, highlighting its financial achievements and strategic initiatives over the past fiscal year. In this comprehensive report, Quanex shares insights into its recent acquisition of Tymon, which is expected to play a significant role in driving future growth. The company also outlines various challenges it encountered during the year, giving investors a clearer picture of the operational landscape. Overall, this report not only details Quanex's financial results, but also sets the stage for what lies ahead, showcasing both opportunities and hurdles the company may face moving forward.
This report discusses recent institutional investment activities and stock performance for Owens Corning Incorporated. Market observers at MarketBeat found that Gendel Jeffrey L. initiated a new stake in Owens Corning during the second quarter, acquiring nearly 150,000 shares valued at approximately $20 million. This investment represents about 0.5% of Gendel Jeffrey L.'s total holdings, making Owens Corning its eighth largest position. In addition to Gendel Jeffrey L., several other institutional investors have adjusted their stakes in Owens Corning. For instance, Townsquare Capital increased its position by over 9%, while Resona Asset Management and Fjärde AP Fonden, fourth Swedish National Pension Fund, also boosted their holdings. American Century Companies raised its stake by nearly 7%. Highlighting a growing interest among large investors, who now collectively own over 88% of the company. On the analyst front, there has been a mix of assessments. Barclays set a target price of $130 for the stock, while JP Morgan Chase lowered its target from $157 to $113, maintaining a neutral rating. Meanwhile, Weiss Ratings reiterated a sell rating, and Evercore ISI adjusted its target down to $117. Owens Corning stock opened at $116.05 recently, with a market capitalization of approximately $9.5 billion. The company's financial performance showed some challenges, with earnings per share slightly surpassing estimates, but revenue falling short of expectations. In a positive development, Owens Corning announced an increase in its quarterly dividend to 79 cents per share, marking an annualized yield of 2.7%. This is an increase from the previous dividend of 69 cents, indicating the company's commitment to returning value to shareholders despite some revenue declines. Overall, while institutional interest remains strong, analysts' ratings suggest a cautious outlook for Owens Corning as it navigates current market conditions. This report covers Kestra Medical Technologies' financial performance for the second quarter of fiscal 2026. Medical Buyer highlights that Kestra has achieved significant revenue growth of 53% compared to the same period last year, reaching a total of $22.6 million. The company also reported an increase in the number of prescriptions written for its Assure system, which surged by 54%. This growth is attributed to an expanding market share and continued advancements in the wearable defibrillator sector. Notably, gross profit rose to $11.4 million, with gross margin hitting an important milestone of over 50%, compared to just under 40% in the previous year. However, it's worth mentioning that the company's operating expenses increased significantly, totaling $43.2 million. This includes $1 million in non-recurring costs. Excluding these, operating expenses were still higher than last year, reflecting investments in commercial expansion and the costs associated with being a publicly traded company. Despite these expenses, Kestra's cash position remains strong, with $175 million in cash and cash equivalents, not accounting for an additional $148 million received from a recent equity offering. Looking ahead, Kestra has raised its revenue guidance for the fiscal year 2026 to $91 million, signaling an optimistic outlook for continued growth. This represents a projected increase of 52% compared to the previous fiscal year, up from earlier estimates. Overall, Kestra Medical Technologies is making strides in the wearable defibrillator market while navigating the challenges of scaling its operations.
This report covers recent institutional investment changes regarding CBOE Global Markets. A recent update from MarketBeat indicates that Gilda Gagnon Howe and Company has reduced its stake in CBOE Global Markets by nearly 10% during the second quarter, now holding just over 226,000 shares. This reduction follows a trend as other institutional investors have also adjusted their positions. For instance, AllianceBernstein has increased its holdings by over 23%, now owning approximately 9 million shares valued at over $2 billion. Meanwhile, Norges Bank has established a new stake worth around $324 million, and UBS Asset Management significantly boosted its holdings by over 400%, bringing its total to about 1,067,000 shares. Analysts have mixed opinions on CBOE. Morgan Stanley maintains an underweight rating with a target price of $221, while UBS Group has raised its target from $255 to $265, giving it a neutral rating. Other firms like Loop Capital and Keefe, Bruyette and Woods have set even higher price targets, indicating a range of views on the stock's potential. CBOE's recent performance has shown strength, with earnings per share reported at $2.67, exceeding expectations. The company is also announcing a dividend payout of 72 cents per share, reflecting a yield of over 112%. However, the consensus rating remains a hold, suggesting that while there may be growth, caution is advised. Overall, it appears that CBOE Global Markets is navigating a landscape of shifting institutional interests and varying analyst perspectives, emphasizing the complexity of its current market position. This report discusses the recent investment activity and stock performance of Transdigmen Group Incorporated. Data shared by MarketBeat reveals that the George Kaiser Family Foundation significantly increased its stake in Transdigmen during the second quarter, boosting its position by over 1,500%. the foundation now holds around 3,300 shares, valued at approximately $5,135,000. This acquisition makes Transdigmum the foundation's ninth largest investment. Several other institutional investors have also been active in the stock. For instance, the Saudi Central Bank recently made a new investment, while the Bank of Jackson Hole Trust raised its stake by over 84%. Additionally, Hans Financial Services increased its holdings by 1,250% during the same period. On the research front, analysts have mixed sentiments about Transdigmum. Susquehanna recently lowered its price target from $1,500 to $1,450, maintaining a neutral rating. Conversely, Morgan Stanley raised its target to $1,660 and assigned an overweight rating. Overall, the stock has received a moderate buy rating, with a consensus target price of around $1,576. In terms of performance, shares of Transdigmum opened at $1,293.92 recently, down approximately 1.8%. The company's market capitalization stands at about $72 billion, with a price-to-earnings ratio of just over 40. In its latest earnings report, Transdigmum exceeded expectations with earnings of $10.82 per share and revenue of $2.44 billion, marking an 11.5% increase year over year. In summary, while institutional interest in Transdigmum Group appears robust, analyst opinions are varied, reflecting a cautious but optimistic outlook on the company's future performance.
This report covers recent investment activities and analyst ratings for Live Nation Entertainment, Inc. In recent commentary, MarketBeat noted that Gilder Gagnon Howe & Company has initiated a significant stake in Live Nation, acquiring over 85,000 shares valued at nearly $12.9 million during the second quarter. This move reflects growing institutional interest in the company, which has seen several other hedge funds adjust their positions as well. For instance, Clearstead Trust increased its holdings by an impressive 469%, while Allworth Financial raised its stake by almost 49%. Notably, hedge funds and institutional investors now own approximately 74.5% of Live Nation stock, indicating strong confidence in the company. Analyst sentiment has been mixed recently. For example, Rothschild Redby downgraded Live Nation from a strong buy to a hold rating, while Morgan Stanley adjusted their price target downward from $180 to $170, maintaining an overweight rating. On the flip side, other firms, like Roth Capital, have lowered their targets slightly but still retain a buy rating. Currently, Live Nation stock has a consensus rating of moderate buy, with an average price target around $173.50. The stock opened at $143.05, with a market capitalization of about $33.58 billion. Most recently, Live Nation reported earnings that fell below analyst expectations, with earnings per share at 73 cents, significantly lower than the consensus estimate of $1.54. However, its revenue of $8.5 billion did show an 11.1% increase from the previous year, although it still missed expectations. As we look ahead, analysts forecast earnings per share for the current fiscal year to reach 2.38. Live Nation continues to operate across various segments, including concerts, ticketing, and sponsorships, which positions it well within the live entertainment industry. This report discusses recent investments and market performance of Porch Group, Inc. MarketBeat's latest research indicates that Gilder Gagnon Howe & Company has significantly increased its stake in Porch Group by over 41% during the second quarter, now holding just over 2 million shares valued at approximately $29 million. Several other institutional investors have also adjusted their positions, with new stakes being taken by firms such as AlphaQuest and HSBC Holdings. Notably, CWM LLC expanded its investment by over 20%, adding to their existing shares. On the analyst front, the sentiment appears positive, with multiple firms reaffirming buy ratings for Porch Group. For instance, Benchmark and B. Riley both reiterated their buy recommendations, while Goldman Sachs set a price target of $21 for the stock. The consensus rating among analysts currently leans toward a moderate buy, with a target price of $17. In terms of stock performance, shares of Porch Group opened around $10 recently. The company has experienced considerable volatility, with a one-year price range between $3.72 and $19.44. Despite this, the company reported revenues exceeding $118 million in its latest quarter, although it did not meet earnings expectations. The financial details also reveal a concerning negative return on equity, which analysts predict will continue for the current fiscal year. This paints a mixed picture for potential investors who may want to weigh these insights carefully against their investment strategies.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.